It's a busy lunch hour at this Waffle House outside Atlanta, and manager William Palmer grills up a Texas Bacon Lover's BLT for one of his customers. But there were a couple days last January where this Waffle House was packed. It was during the ice storm that paralyzed Metro Atlanta. Palmer says people took refuge here.
You know, a lot of people were stranded on the highway with cars and they couldn't get to their cars. But we, since we're a staple in the community, they already knew they can come here and get great service and great food.
Palmer and his employees worked shifts around the clock as the city thawed. The company put him and other employees up in hotel rooms nearby.
Oh, my day was pretty long. You know, it's just basically, you know, make sure the custom area was safe, and make sure we iced the road, and just make sure everything was great for the customers.
The 24-hour food chain prides itself on serving its customers at all hours of the day. And FEMA caught on to this. They discovered that if a Waffle House is closed after a storm, then things are really bad.
That's an area we need to go to because it just doesn't happen where Waffle House is normally shut down.
Philip Strauss is with FEMA's Southeast region. He says when it comes to disaster relief and preparation, Waffle House has nailed it.
They're the canary in the coal mine, if you will, of looking at what their status is in the community.
And in 2011, the current head of FEMA coined what's called the Waffle House Index. There are three measures. Green means the restaurant is open as usual. Yellow means it's on a limited menu. And red means the restaurant's closed. Now, there are more scientific measures FEMA uses, of course, like ones that tell us how intense a storm is. But Strauss says measures like the Waffle House Index make it easy to check quickly how things are on the ground.
It gives us a pretty good feel right away when, of course, there's the fog of trying to figure out what's going on at what time with a lot of rapid events in a very dynamic environment.
Because Waffle House restaurants are in areas prone to hurricanes and tornadoes, the company has made it part of their business plan to be prepared. Pat Warner is the vice president of culture at Waffle House and part of its disaster management team.
We all have what I call day jobs. And then when the crisis comes, we all kind of stop.
Warner says the guy that handles restaurant operations, for example, also monitors the weather.
Here we start tracking the storms basically when they're a depression. We have one person dedicated to that during hurricane season.
And every employee and store has a copy of the company's hurricane playbook. If a storm's on its way, he says headquarters will rent generators and start sending teams to the area. Waffle House even has an emergency menu, pared down for quick production and efficiency.
Unfortunately for bacon folks, bacon takes up too much grill, so we do sausage instead of bacon.
And you won't find waffles on the menu either, because it takes too much electricity to make them.
From the standpoint of an engineer, the hurricane menu makes absolute sense.
Julie Swan co-directs Georgia Tech's Humanitarian Research Center. She says she uses Waffle House as an example of how to use limited supply chains for maximum benefit.
It does show some of the trade-offs that one might make, including thinking about the speed and the number of people that you could serve, while also still thinking about meeting the needs of your customers.
Back at the Waffle House outside Atlanta, that's what manager William Palmer is focusing on today. But if the next disaster strikes, he says he's not worried.
Yeah, we're ready for it. We have kits and I have stuff in my car already. We're ready to go.
And FEMA will be watching. LEU WABE News.